But coming up next, we have another member of the Nerdlogs who's going to graciously share a story. Alex Talavera.
Hey.
This is the Alex Talavera of Earth Prime, just so you guys know.
It's funny that actually you were talking about embarrassing music that you still like. I think it's a pretty nice segue because my story. I want to talk about quantum physics, but to do that, I have to tell you guys about drug dealers, and to do that, I have to explain that in the late '90s, I was really into the West Coast rave scene. I got really into raving and going to raves, and I DJ'd for a while and all that stuff, and I had big pants and pacifiers and all that shit. Anyway, one of the things about raves and kind of like their virtue is that you go and you do a lot of drugs and you are super nice and friendly to every single person that you meet. You know, you just, everyone's super outgoing and you shake hands and everybody is friends. And so because of that, by virtue of being part of this culture, I ended up being friends with a lot of drug dealers. And one way or the other kind of ended up being tangentially a part of the U.S.-Mexico drug trade. Now, for those of you who don't know what it's about or haven't seen The Wire or whatever, drug dealing is... you know what I'm saying. It's a pyramid scheme. You could basically draw it as a pyramid scheme. At the top of the pyramid, there's really like five dudes, and they are, you know, that's Scarface, and they have pet tigers and shit, and those guys make a lot of money. And then you go down the pyramid, and at the bottom of the pyramid, there's 1,000 dudes, and they don't make much money at all, and everyone is trying to rob and or kill you all the time. Like, that's it. Either no one went to the top. Yeah. In my 2-year tenure doing drugs, I was shot at twice, stabbed once. I got in 2 giant brawls where thankfully no one was stabbed or shot. I have been robbed at gunpoint, robbed at knife point. I have reverse robbed a dude who robbed a friend of mine. And one time, a guy that I'd just been introduced to from my friend Martha robbed everyone I knew, including Martha, but not me. And to this day, I still don't know why. We never figured out like why I was exempt. He robbed everyone and left me alone. Later on, he got thrown out of a moving car on Interstate 10. There was a period of time where I slept with a sawed-off shotgun under my mattress because my mother received a death threat that was meant for my brother. The point of all of this is basically this. I should be dead. There is no reason that I should be sitting here right now telling this story. The odds of me being alive today are statistically negligible. So... with that in mind, who has heard of Schrodinger's cat? Mm-hmm. Okay. Schrodinger's cat, I'm just going to say it. You guys all raise your hand. It's a thought experiment in quantum theory. Basically, it's saying because of the chaotic order of the universe, the idea is this. You take a cat and you put it in a box, and inside that box there's a vial of poison or something. And the poison has a random release trigger, 50-50 odds that it goes off and kills the cat or does nothing, right? So you put the cat in there with the poison, you close the lid, and then quantum theory says since you can't predict the outcome until you open the lid and look in there, the cat is both alive and dead at the same time. That's the actual nature of the universe. That shit doesn't make any sense. It's a paradox. They put it out there to make you be like, whoa, that's crazy. But then later on, some guy found a different reading of quantum theory. Basically, it says like this. You put the cat in the box, you close the lid, you don't know what's going on. The universe splits in two. And now there's two universes. And in one universe, the cat dies, and the other universe, it doesn't. And then, whichever universe the cat isn't dead in, I suppose, that's the universe that it goes on to, you know, fuck other cats or whatever. So that's crazy shit, right? But that is also the only explanation for my being alive right now. The way I see it, there are 1,000 universes where I am dead. Dead is fried fucking chicken. Like, there's a universe where I don't sleep through a drive-by, and so I wake up and get shot in the head. There's a universe where we're getting robbed, and my friends, instead of shutting up, fuck around, and we all die. There's a universe where I overdose on an Indian reservation in Barstow, California, and my brother has to explain what happened to my mom. An infinity of corpses. But also, an infinity of me's sitting in this room telling this story, and an infinity of you's listening to it and being, whoa, my mind's blown, or fuck this guy, or whatever. There's also a universe where I never got into drugs in the first place and don't have this story to tell. There's a universe where the girl that I really loved in Japan but never said anything to, I grow a pair and say something, and maybe I'm still in Japan. There's a universe where that kid that you should have stuck up for that one time, but you kept on walking, you turn around and do something, and then later on, he's the best man at your wedding. There's a universe where every choice you didn't make happened, and you don't have the same joy or regret or experience that you do here. And I know that that's a really weird way of looking at the world, of thinking like everything that could happen did happen somewhere. But it gives me purpose and focus here, because I should be dead for 1,000 fucking reasons. But I'm alive for at least one, right? And until I die, any moment could be that reason. So I'm here telling this story with you guys, and that could be it. So thank you for sharing this moment with me. It's why I am alive.